Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. The Treasurer is remaining tight-lipped on speculation today's state budget could include another round of power bill relief. Cost of living, housing and health to be the focus, while it's widely tipped Rita Saffiotti will reveal another surplus for the state. That would be the seventh in a row.
All the details will be released this afternoon, but of course we acknowledge that cost of living is a big issue for families and households around Western Australia. That's why we've made it a priority in this budget.
That audio on 7. Truckies are launching an ongoing national campaign today calling for a safety agreement from Aldi. Transport Workers Union members to march outside an Aldi store near Fremantle this morning to revive their calls that have been rejected for years. The Transport Workers Union's Michael Kane says it's time for the supermarket giant to step up.
We need a transport agreement for its direct hire employees, and we need a charter, a supply chain charter, just like Coles and Woolies have, for the rest of its supply chain. And without those, we are going to continue to shine a light publicly on Aldi.
A man allegedly involved in the deaths of Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson in Mexico has been remanded in custody to face court again in November. His former girlfriend has since testified against him overnight. The brothers and their American mate had been on a surfing trip when they disappeared. Their bodies were found days later. Back home, more charges have been laid over a home invasion in Perth southeast, possibly linked to a Facebook marketplace sale. A man and woman were assaulted during the alleged incident in their Thornley home last Saturday. In the sport, a tough assignment for the West Coast Eagles, taking on the Premiership Pies at Marvel Stadium on Sunday. Co-captain Liam Duggan says the loss of Jake Waterman, Elliot Yeo and Noah Long will hurt.
We've copped a couple this week, good players, but as opposed to the years gone by, we've got 12 or 13 that played in the Waffle on the Sunday after our game against Essendon, and we've got some numbers to choose from. So there's some boys in form back there. They haven't had the results in the Waffle, but yeah, we'll be able to find a couple of close to like-for-like replacements for them.
Tonight, it's Melbourne and Carlton at the MCG.